Your mother's maiden name?
Melonson. M-O-L-O-N-S-O-N. If you go back over the history of the family, it's pretty interesting because my mother was very proud of my father's heritage and, of course, her own, but said little about herself. But she knew that Pickens and Boones had a good lineage. Andrew Pickens, which was second generation, I'm eighth generation in the United States. She encouraged me. She said, I want you to do a study on your family because you need to know where you came from. And she had a file on it, half a dozen single sheets in it. After she died in 1977, I started to wake up in the night that I said I would do that, and I hadn't done it. So it was several years later, I think 3 or 4 years later, I hired two genealogists to go back and study the family and all. The Pickens and Boones, there were a lot of leaders. There were three governors of South Carolina, I think one of Virginia. General Andrew Pickens was Revolutionary War, and he was on the same line as Francis Marion and Light Horse Harry Lee. He had a very distinguished record and is buried on the Clemson campus. That's interesting because Clemson keeps wanting me to help them, and he said, not only is your great-great-grandfather here on the Clemson campus, but we have Orange, too, just like Oklahoma State. I haven't given anything to Clemson yet. Anyway, I was on a CNN program. This has got to be 25 or 30 years ago, and they said, are you related to Daniel Boone? This was before I did the research. I said, well, I think I am. And the next day, a woman called me, and she said, you don't know me. And she told me who she was, but she said, don't get on national television anymore and say you're related to somebody when you don't even know who you're related to. I said, well, straighten me out. And she said, you're not descendant of Daniel Boone. You're a descendant of John F. Boone. That caused me to move forward with the project, too. John F. Boone came to Barbados from England and then to Charleston. The Boones, were they related? Yes, distantly in England. But I did not come from Daniel, came from John F. So that aroused my curiosity and attention to maybe, you know, you better watch out what you're saying because people are watching what you say, which is good.
Yep.
I mean, it means they're listening to you.
John F., was he of note?
He was, and they have the Boone Plantation out of Charleston, which is a destination point where people go and see the plantation back at that period. So, yes, he was of note, too. Then the Pickens, I made a comment down at Augusta one time. They said, you know, you've got a very interesting name in the South, the Pickens and Boones. And I said, well, the Pickens also are married to the Calhouns. The guy looked at me and said, John C. Calhoun? I said, John C. And he said, you just arrived. He said, John C. was very important to the South. But the point I want to make is, having all of these people that I came from, I can tell you that the work ethic that I have came out of my mother's genes. I never saw the Pickens as real hard workers or the Boones either. They were wonderful people and all. But when you look at the Melonsons, those people, they were hard, hard workers. I have those genes, and I, too, am a hard worker. I love to work. I enjoy doing it.
Your mother, Grace, she grew up where?
She was born in Arkansas, and when she was a year old, they moved to Holdenville.
Then we come to your father. Where did he grow up?
He was born in Hugo, Oklahoma, and my grandfather was a Methodist minister in the Indian Territory, southeast Oklahoma. He was also a minister there at Hugo, Durant, and he finished up at Tecumseh.
And his name, the grandfather?
A.C.
A.C. Your grandmother was very instrumental with your life.
That was my grandmother, Melonson, my mother's mother. She lived next door. She had a great amount of influence because I was right there close to her.
Describe your mother. What kind of personality was she?
She's a beautiful woman. She was small. She's 5'2", 5'3", very disciplined. I heard her say many times that I'll never weigh 120 pounds. She never weighed 120 pounds. She got close, but when she did, she was so disciplined that she cut it back. She loved apple pie. I've seen her many times say, two bites is all I need, and she'd push it back. I, too, do that, not as much as she did. I remember very well how she did it. I'm a little overweight right now. I weigh 179 pounds. I weighed 168 for 25 years on Cooper physical exams that I did. The highest I've ever been is 183. I'll never be there again, I can tell you that. I'm coming down. I'll get it back down to 170.
Then your father, described his personality. What was he like?
Not happy-go-lucky, but he enjoyed life. When he was making money, he loved to fish and hunt. One time he went for a month from lake to lake with an Indian guide in Ontario. The guy couldn't even speak English, and my dad was up there fly fishing with him. My mother had always kind of annoyed her, and she said, "Well, Tom, what did you and the guide talk about?" He said, "We didn't, Grace. Neither one of us could understand each other, and so we didn't talk." She said, "I can't imagine going a month not talking to somebody." He said, "Well, we did, but we were catching a lot of fish."
You're a hunter fisherman today.
I'm not an avid fisherman, but a hunter.
You picked that up from your father? Was that?
I've never really been interested in anything other than wing shooting birds. I've killed deer, killed elk, and I've been to Africa once, but I had no interest in doing it again. I think I've only killed two deer in my life. I'm not a deer hunter.